The contentious three strikes law has been repealed, introduced under a National Act government. The regime was introduced to curb repeat offending by mandating long jail terms for serious crimes. Our political reporter, Annika Smith, has more.
This government are giving these strikers an early Christmas present.
It has not made our communities safer.
This window dressing that is three strikes does not solve the problem, and I'm proud to be getting rid of it today.
Gone, but not forgotten. Labor has delivered on its manifesto to repeal the three strikes regime, much to the annoyance of National's justice spokesperson, Paul Goldsmith.
That's nuts. We think the priority is wrong, and it shows that this is a government that is wholly out of touch when it comes to justice.
Three strikes has been a hot button in politics since its introduction in 2010. It created a mandatory sentencing regime for 40 serious offences, taking away judges' discretionary power to consider the wider context of offending. On the third strike, the judge had to impose the maximum penalty without parole, unless it would be manifestly unjust. Justice Minister Kitty Allen says the public can rest assured serious and repeat offenders will be held to account.
This repeal does not mean serious and repeat offenders will not be held to account. All of the same measures that are required by the three strikes regime will still be available to judges once the repeal takes effect.
National's police spokesperson, a former policeman himself, Mark Mitchell, is sceptical.
I'm making a prediction. And God forbid, and I hope that I'm wrong, but I'm predicting that we're going to have a serious recidivist violent offender that should have been incarcerated in prison under the three strikes legislation that isn't going to be, and they're going to be out in the community and they're going to create another victim.
A 2018 evidence brief supplied by Corrections, Police and the Ministry of Justice could not conclude three strikes works, but did estimate the regime was costing almost $3 million a year. It also found Māori made up 48% of all strikes. Labour MP for Manurewa, Arena Williams, says she's over the politicking. It's time three strikes struck out.
I'm done with a conversation in this House which is mostly political posturing about a problem we all agree on, of reducing crime on those that are most affected by it. And who are most affected by it, Mr. Speaker? They are people who look and sound like me in South Auckland.
Contrary to ACT's Nicole McKee's suggestion, the repeal does not apply to those currently serving three-strike sentences. There's no ability to apply for resentencing or change parole eligibility.
That's Annika Smith there with that report.